Today we celebrate this feast of the guardian angels, and the first reading is taken from the book of Exodus. And so in this reading, the people of God have exited from the land of Egypt, and they've now journeyed down to Mount Sinai. It's only been three months, since they left Egypt. And the plan is that they will go directly from Mount Sinai up to the promised land of Canaan. And the Lord promises them an angel. He says, "I am sending an angel before you to guard you on the way and bring you to the place I have prepared." So this is the providence of God. And the people of God should have had a lot of confidence if they were being led and guarded by an angel. Now this angel was probably Saint Michael the Archangel, because the prophet Daniel tells us in chapter 10, verse 21, that Saint Michael is the prince of the people of Israel. So in times past, it was Saint Michael the Archangel who was given charge over the Jewish people. And of course, now he is given charge over the Christian people, because there is this continuum, right? Saint Michael in charge of the people of God, and then, of course, the fulfillment comes with Christ, and now he's in charge of the new people of God. And so for this reason, we invoke Saint Michael the Archangel to protect us. So this angel, this reading explains the five offices of the guardian angel, and that is, he goes before you. An angel is leading you to guard you, that is, protect you from dangers so that you don't get injured or destroyed along the way, to bring you to the place I have prepared. That was the land of Canaan, the promised land in the Old Testament. It says, he will not forgive your sin. So this is another responsibility of the guardian angel, that is, to punish sin. And this reminds me of the vision over Castel Sant'Angelo in Rome, where the guardian angel of the city of Rome, or some say it was Saint Michael the Archangel, is sheathing his sword. There was this vision which indicated the end of the plague in Rome. My authority resides in him. So the authority of God, because the angel is a messenger of God. He speaks on behalf of God. And that's why it says, if you heed his voice and carry out all I tell you. And so the angel is simply conveying the will of God. And so this angel, Saint Michael the Archangel, who is meant to guard and lead the people of God to the land of Canaan, what's said of him can be said of all of our personal guardian angels. That is, they're meant to do the same thing, carry out and fulfill the same offices. They go before us to lead us and to guide us, to guard us on the way, protect us from all kinds of evils, physical and spiritual, to bring you to the place I have prepared. Now, what is the place being prepared for us? Right? Jesus said in St. John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 2, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And so it's our place in heaven that God has prepared for us, and that our guardian angel is leading us to. Now, in Exodus, it says, be attentive to him and heed his voice. And so this is our responsibility, right? That we need to pay attention to the inspirations and enlightenments that our guardian angel gives to us. Unlike the people of old, right, in the book of Exodus, what did they do? They sent the 12 spies into the promised land Ten of them came back shaking in their boots. Okay? Why? They had an angel to lead them into this promised land. And so, as a just punishment, instead of entering directly into the promised land, they had to journey for 40 years. Okay? And so that's what happens to the soul that is unfaithful to the inspirations of the guardian angel. You're going to spend a long time in purgatory before you enter into the promised land. And so let's invoke our guardian angels and do our best to be faithful to their inspirations, and we should have great confidence that they will bring us to our heavenly home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.